A man is in custody after Alaska State Troopers say he fired shots and threatened people with a hammer near the Seward Highway this morning. Troopers identified him as Nathaniel R. Smith of Anchorage. The highway was closed for about 2 hours south of Girdwood. Troopers say Smith was first reported as a drunk driver a little after 8 a.m., and he subsequently wrecked his pickup. Then troopers say multiple callers to 911 reported Smith was threatening people on the road with a hammer and a handgun, which he allegedly fired at one point. Smith allegedly fled into the woods along the highway near mile 76, and troopers say they guided him out after calling his mobile phone. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says there were no injuries. Peters says troopers had no choice but to close down the highway until the man was caught.
When you have somebody with a firearm and there's reports that shots are being fired, there is a concern that public safety is at risk. Fortunately, we were able to end the situation peacefully.
It was less than 2 weeks ago that troopers closed the Seward Highway at Beluga Point, a popular Cook Inlet viewing spot near Anchorage, for 12 hours due to a man who had fired shots. He was later found dead. In the incident on Monday, today, troopers say Smith was uninjured. He now faces assault. Troopers ask that anyone who witnessed the incident call them to make a report.